at the end of this week's parsha, when it talks about a Malik, it has a Kaddish Baruch Hu's name, just has a yud and a hey. And when saying, and Rashi points out that Hashem's not full. Hashem's name is only half there, which is a striking point. And Rashi goes on further to explain that what's pshat behind this, that as long as a Malik is out there, as long as we have a Malik in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be full. And that's an unbelievable concept. And I was thinking about this a lot recently, that of course it should affect each and every one of us every single day with all the bad that's going on. And the fact that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash and we don't have the ultimate Geula. But it never dawned upon me how much that affects Hashem, how much that bothers and hurts Hashem, that this world is not as complete as He wants it to be. With a Malik out there, Hashem is not full. Hashem is, however you want to understand that, it's not the simplest of concepts to understand. But Hashem is lacking something if a Malik is still in this world. And if there's tragedy and if there's something sad and something bad that's going on, it affects HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He is not what he is meant to be. And it almost humanizes, he says Kvira, it almost humanizes God to some extent, that He's in the same boat that we're in, that He's not the same. The fact that today that there's tragedy, the fact that there's terrorist acts, the fact that there's unfortunately people that are sick, people that are dying out of the blue, the fact that there's no geula, we're bothered by it. It hurts us. We're not the same. We are troubled, and it's a very, very difficult thing for us to deal with. But we're not alone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is also. He is not going to be His full Yud-Kei Vav-Kei until this world is complete and whole as it is supposed to be. Have a wonderful Shabbat.